Hello, Sid.
Good morning again.
Good morning, Sydney.
All right then, regarding pirate radio.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking to the expert here, I've been on pirate radio for 2.5 years.
Have you really?
Yes, on Paradise Radio. You did have a call a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
And I do fully agree that pirate radio is more enjoyable than any RBA or BBC stations.
Well, I mean, I can shoot your argument down in flames in one, which shows your listenership. And I don't want to get into the semantics of what makes it, we're better than you or you're better than us or whatever. Why do you do a pirate radio?
Well, it's more of a community thing, really. We play the music that the local community...
I'm not interested in that. What I want to know is, why do you do it? What motivates you to do it?
Well, it's the fun of the love of radio, basically. I've applied to work for Beacon, BR&B, and numerous stations, and I've been turned down flat. I've sent in demo tapes to numerous stations.
So you just want to be on the radio?
Yeah, basically just for the fun of the look.
Of your own ego, I'm afraid, Sydney. Let's have a word with Tony.
Hello, Ian.
Hiya, Tony.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you, Tony.
Good. Well, in my opinion, might be different from the others that you've had on your programme, I think you're losing, the commercial stations are losing millions of listeners. Because they're not more like Radio 2.
Derek?
Yeah.
Hello, Derek.
I think there should be pirate stations.
Why?
Why? Because the stations that are on air now don't play the music that all the people want to listen to.
Yes, they do. That's why we've got so many listeners.
You think
I mean, well, hold on a minute. Oh, I know we have, because I've seen the survey. Now, listen, what sort of music do you like?
Reggae.
Well, why don't you go and turn your record player on and play yourself some reggae? Who have we got here? Paul.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Paul.
Right, 3 quick points to make. First of all, in defence of pirate radio,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the presenters currently on ILR, BBC, have come from both land-based and offshore stations, especially Beacon, from its in the 14 years it's been on. Two of the presenters now, Graham Hall and Mike Wyatt from Sunshine in Ludlow.
Did he really?
Yeah.
You wait till I see him.
many others that have been sort of from Caroline.
I'm just getting it through here. No, he didn't. So we'll just exclude that.
So it's a good training ground that many of the presenters now in national and other stations have all come via, whether it be little land-based or offshore stations.
Yeah, so...
second point is pop music.
So hold on a minute. There was even, for everyone that came from a pirate station, I would say there's 10 that didn't.
Possibly, yeah.
So...
But I mean, it's not a training ground.
But I don't see that it's a training ground. It's a justification for it.
Well, there's a lot
of... I mean, who are you running it for here? You know, you're running it for the public, or you're running it for people to train as presenters?
Fair enough, but obviously, I mean, if you don't get some way of learning your trade, like with anything...
There is, there's hospital radio.
Yeah, but there's not many of those.
Well,
not in Shropshire.
Well, there's not many hospitals, are there, thanks to the Tory government?
Yeah. The second point is about pop music on the radio. I'm interested because, obviously, that thing in London called Radio Scum, or whatever they call it, is 60%, they say, music, 40% chat.
That's the franchise
now,
for you.
Now, the national commercial station that came on last year, Atlantic 252, just extended, doing exactly the opposite, playing wall-to-wall pop music. Now, in a new survey, I understand this station is already, although on long wave, competing with FM, has managed to become third in the country.
Well, yeah, if you believe everything that they tell you. Right, thanks for that. That's all I've got time for tonight. I'll see you at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Pete Clements next. Bye.